This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado is the first state to require a cigarette-style warning label on gas stoves. That's under a new law that took effect Wednesday. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Nick Torres is with the American Lung Association. His group sees the law as part of a bigger campaign to protect indoor air quality.
We looked at this bill as an opportunity not to take away a consumer's choice, but to encourage them to make an informed decision that are going to have a benefit for the health of their families.
But the new law is already facing a legal challenge. On Wednesday, a trade association filed a federal lawsuit arguing the law violates the First Amendment and misleads consumers about the health risks of gas stoves. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A billion-dollar bond will head to Denver voters in November, Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
The vibrant Denver bond would fund the maintenance of existing city infrastructure and new projects citywide. That would include $70 million for the first phase of a massive public park, $140 million to repair and redesign viaducts near the potential new site of a Bronco stadium, and almost $60 million to buy land for affordable housing. Denver faces a $250 million budget hole. With the bond, the city would take on nearly $1 billion in debt and pay nearly another $1 billion in interest. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Mesa County commissioners say they will sue the state and Colorado's attorney general over restrictions on law enforcement cooperation with immigration. Commissioners voted Tuesday to spend tax money on the lawsuit. The county's plan to sue the state comes after the state sued a Mesa County sheriff's deputy for sharing information that led ICE to detain a college student. Still ahead this morning, Denver International Airport wants to go nuclear.
This allows us to be the masters of our own energy fate.
A nuclear reactor at DIA, it's a possibility, and there's more about it just a little later. It's 7:06, and this is CPR News.